Everyone, I'm your host Catherine Valsley, and welcome to Unpack with Kat. I really hope that everyone's doing well. I'm sending so much love. I'm really excited about this episode. I have a feeling that it's going to be a blessing for a lot of people. I feel like I'm sitting here collabing with God on this one, and it's a very special feeling. I just want to get straight into it. I have no fluff. I have no announcements. But I do want to give the same disclaimer I gave at the start of the Value Faith Over Fear episode, and I'm saying this as gently as possible. If you do not believe in God, this is definitely not the episode for you, and that's perfectly okay. I feel like I stray away from talking about God on this podcast because I understand not everyone has the same views, and I don't want to offend people by assuming that's the case. I just want to be transparent that lately I felt really called to speak on my faith more because it is such a big part of my life, and I believe that these messages will uplift, support, and resonate with those who do believe in God. So my hope is that moving forward, maybe once a month or once every other month, I'll publish episodes that are dedicated to faith, and whoever resonates with that can tune in. It's all love. I hope everyone understands where I'm coming from. I just want to dive into topics that are on my heart sometimes that if you don't believe in God, I feel like will be really difficult to understand and relate to, but I still have so many topics that don't really tie in faith and don't really have any religious component related to it. So nothing's really changing. I feel like this podcast has always been about tuning into the episodes that resonate with you. I feel like there's never really a pressure to listen to every single thing that I put out because I want this to be a resource that's beneficial. I want this to really, you know, impact lives in a way that makes sense. So that's the end of my disclaimer. I do want to remind you all to take care of yourselves while you listen to this episode. Whatever your body is calling for, definitely listen. Whether that's some fresh air, a glass of water, something to eat, just relaxing and resting, whatever your body is calling for, please listen to it while you listen to this. And let's get into this episode. All right, y'all, let's just be real. Let's be casual today. Let's talk, okay? So this topic came to mind because I've been learning about the full armor of God and why armor is important in this life. I feel like on this podcast, I've said so many times that life will always present us with storms. It's just a part of life. Life won't and can't always be sunshine. Sometimes it's going to rain and a storm is going to brew. The wind is going to blow. The leaves are going to fall. The trees and ground are going to shake. It's going to get loud. And it can get scary. I've honestly realized that ever since I started to shake off the habits that weren't beneficial for me and started uncovering pieces of my purpose, expressing overflowing gratitude, growing my relationship with God, and joining a community in which that is at the center, the storms are more common and they are stronger than ever before. Because like I said, I'm gonna be real with y'all. When you are doing everything that keeps you from unlocking the power within you, not too much is going to try and bother you. You know what I mean? Like your enemies are not too worried about you when you're distracted and caught up. They're actually quite happy about it because they want to keep you there. It's when you start shaking that off and getting close to uncovering what they know you are capable of, that's when they're going to send everything in their power to stop you. You have to understand that you are valuable and you have adversaries that are both seen and unseen. And so spiritual battles involving spiritual opponents require spiritual weapons. I feel like I've talked all day about non-spiritual weapons, which by the way, they are just as powerful and just as beneficial. My pastors always say, you can't pray everything away. Having a therapist, a doctor, a trauma expert, behavior specialist, medication, like they are just as important. All right. So please hear that. But because I spent so much time talking about that side of things, today I want to dive into one of the most important spiritual tools and armor that has been provided to protect yourself in the midst of a storm and in the midst of a spiritual attack, and that is your peace. I want to first remind you that within every storm, you are never fighting for victory. You are always fighting from victory, even when it doesn't feel that way or look that way. That part is already settled. And sometimes when I'm struggling to remember that, when I'm struggling to feel stability, security, and peace, I'm like, Kat, Look at the track record of your life. You have all the evidence you need. Like that one time you thought the end of that relationship was the end of you, but you came back more whole than ever. That one time you had no idea how you were going to make money that summer, but your name was already in conversations surrounding an abundance of money for the summer. That one time you thought your sister wouldn't walk again and her brain healed within weeks. That one time you felt unworthy and God showed you just how worthy you are to him. Like, oh, okay, yeah, you're gonna get through this. You need to understand there is nothing in your life that is designed to actually take you out. Like the enemy's gun is not loaded. I always reflect on the fact that yes, he said the weapon wouldn't prosper, but he didn't say you wouldn't notice it. He didn't say it wouldn't bother you. He didn't say it wouldn't hurt. He said it wouldn't prosper. He said it wouldn't win. He said it wouldn't take you out. And so with that in mind, with the evidence you have, with the understanding you have, while you are in the midst of a storm that is inevitable, when you begin to feel unstable, when you begin to feel insecure, when you begin to question your value, your abilities, your gifts, your future, when the storm feels overbearing, when it feels overwhelming, I need you to understand that yes, you need to deep breathe. You need to get fresh air. You need to hydrate. You need to move your body. But you also need to value the importance of clothing yourself in the peace of God. There's a very strong distinction between our peace and the peace of God. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So let's highlight a few things out of that scripture. It says the peace of God surpasses all comprehension. That's something very serious. That's something very powerful. That's a peace that insulates you. That's a peace that guards you. That's a peace that protects you. And it's also a peace that's transportable. It's a peace that you can bring with you wherever you are, at whatever time, in any circumstance, in any situation. And that's a very, very beautiful thing. But it goes on to say that it guards your heart and your mind. When it guards your heart, it can prevent you from making a decision out of fear. And when it guards your mind, it can allow you to have clarity, stability, and prevent you from losing your mind. You need to understand that when you ground yourself in God's peace, you're creating an environment for yourself where you have stability and instability. You need to strengthen your ability to rest even when things aren't going your way, even when your circumstances don't look right. Rest and the prioritization of rest in the midst of a storm is one of the strongest indicators of your faith, because rest is a spiritual discipline. To lay your head at night and give yourself a peaceful night of rest takes knowing God has you. It's a difficult but very necessary thing to do in the middle of a storm. I want to discuss three things that may help you find God's peace in the midst of a storm. The first is that you need to remember who you are. The enemy knows who you are and is always trying to intimidate you and make you feel inferior because of that. I remember in January, I had a meeting with my dream agency, and afterwards, they let me know they would tell me their decision in 2 weeks. And let me tell you something. Throughout those 2 weeks, I have never felt such doubt, insecurity, unworthiness. Like when I tell you the spiritual warfare was real, the storm was raging, and I honestly felt so paralyzed, so beat down. I had never experienced that type of relentless persistence. And after a while, I realized I was under spiritual attack. And if I did not clothe myself in God's peace, I was about to email them and take myself out of the opportunity. I understood that I needed to remind myself of who I am. You need to be telling yourself constantly that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are valuable, that you are worthy, that you are a child of God, that you are divinely designed and forever forgiven, that you have purpose, that you have your own unique path in life, that you have gifts, You are talented. Like, I'm not kidding. You need to always remind yourself of who you are. The enemy is opposing you because of what is still yet to come out of you. You're the greatest threat, and you need to walk through the storm like you know that, and you need to cover yourself in the storm like you know that. The second thing that should help you find God's peace in the midst of a storm is simply because you know God is with you. I heard someone say the other day, you must have forgotten how powerful God is. Like, the fact that I've been witness to scenarios in which there is no explanation but God, and where it doesn't make sense, where it's not comprehensible to the human mind and to our technology, situations in which God has opened a door that seemed impossible to open. It's like, we're not talking about some random person. We're talking about God. And so knowing that He is with you, knowing that He is on your side, knowing that He is working while you're waiting is comforting and peaceful in itself. Have you ever seen the videos of the women that get those really big, ferocious, protective dogs, and they're just like walking around with them? That's how I feel walking through life, knowing God is surrounding and protecting me like a pack of big, ferocious, protective dogs. Like, the fact that I have the most powerful force on my side. I mean, like, I'm walking through everything. Like, please don't mess with me, okay? I got somebody who doesn't play with me and has a lot of bite to his bark. The third thing that should help you find God's peace in the midst of a storm is that sometimes what we see is a big deal, what we see is the end of the world, what we're freaking out and flipping tables over is in fact not a big deal at all. And so sometimes we need to take a step back, breathe, and check in with God. If God isn't worried, you don't need to be either. I feel like I know when God's telling me something is serious, like when I got the strong urge to give my mom a call and she was having a seizure, or when I had the strong urge not to go somewhere and there was a shooting. Y'all know what I'm saying? God will tell you when you need to steer clear of something dangerous. God will tell you when you need to get out of somewhere. God will tell you when you need to pay attention. And so sometimes you can create more chaos for yourself in the way you manage a storm that is not a threat to you. So you need to ask yourself, how do I react to the presence of a storm? Am I giving more power to the storm than I am to having God present? Am I compounding the crisis? Sometimes you have to dig deep and ask yourself, why am I so fearful? What am I so worried about? What has me scared? Because it's not like it's not valid things, okay? And so write it all out, write everything out that has you worried, and then bring it into prayer. And again, like I said, utilize your physical tools as well. I also want to highlight two things that you need to utilize discernment with in the middle of a storm that'll help you utilize God's peace better in the middle of the storm. The first is that you need to protect your peace so that your peace can protect you. And so to protect your peace, you need to have preventative measures in place. You cannot remain in environments that you know interfere with your peace. So for me, that can be social media at times, my previous relationship for sure, certain friendships and certain physical environments. It's like I can't place myself in a harmful environment and consider that protecting my peace. I can't wake up every day and scroll endlessly and wonder why I feel overwhelmed. You know what I'm saying? Or feel paralyzed. I can't stay in this relationship that stresses me out every single day to the point to where my skin is reacting and wonder why I feel no peace and I'm struggling to feel calm. Like, there are going to be things that I don't have full control over. And in those, I use God's peace as armor. But there are going to be other things that I have full control over, and I cannot expect my peace to protect me when I hand it to the wolves every time I entertain what I know isn't peaceful for me. The second thing is that you need to know what your bait is. And what I mean by that is, well, first of all, if you didn't know, when people are fishing, they place bait on a hook to grab the fish's attention and bring it towards them. And so in the fish's mind, it's about to be fed, but in reality, it's about to be killed. And so the enemy does the same thing to us. He knows what you view as bait, and you need to know it too. So, for example, you need to know what insecurities will trigger you. You need to know where you don't have patience. You need to know what makes you angry. You need to know what will bring you back to the same thing God helped heal you from. Is it comfort? Is it familiarity? My whole point is, when you are able to have better awareness, you are able to utilize your discernment better and place the proper boundaries and protection. So for me, I know when things aren't going my way, when things feel overwhelming, that's when I'm most vulnerable to engaging in something I don't want to engage in, because I just want comfort. I want ease. I want familiarity. I want to feel good. And so because I know that about myself, I'm actually able to protect myself better in a storm. A really powerful question I heard yesterday is that when something is sent to disturb you, when something is sent to take you out of character, when something is sent to throw you off, to shake you at your core, you have to ask yourself, am I going to surrender my peace, or am I going to preserve my power? And I'm just like, wow. That's a word. But I feel like in the past, I haven't quite seen how valuable it is to clothe myself in God's peace, how valuable it is to remain calm as the storm is brewing, how valuable it is to know that me getting to the other side is already said and done. So how am I going to react in this situation? What am I going to do in the now? What am I going to do as everything's starting to feel chaotic to keep myself grounded, knowing that this is going to pass? And I do want to say this with so much love. I said this in the Value Gentle Self-Accountability episode, that, you know, sometimes things aren't being sent our way. Sometimes we are the cause of what is going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be real with y'all. I knew not to get back in that relationship with my ex. I knew. That wasn't the right decision. God told me, he was like, this isn't the way you want to go. This isn't a good call. And I did it anyway when I knew better. And, you know, consequences arose. And so it's not like God abandoned me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get you through this. But that was something I brought on myself. You know what I mean? And I could have ended a lot sooner than I did. And so sometimes there are going to be things, like I said, they're being sent our way, in which our control over them ending is minimal. But again, some things we have to be able to take accountability and say, this is on me. I'm doing this and I'm going to get myself out of this. So when in this episode I'm talking about, you know, clothing yourselves in God's peace, I'm not saying a situation in which we're bringing on ourselves. And again, I'm not saying this in a guilt-like manner or in a harsh manner. I'm trying to speak so kindly. I'm just being really honest that that's not the situation that I'm covering. When you feel like you're doing everything right, when you're really, you know, you're like, okay, I'm in the groove of things, this is good, and something is sent with your name on it to disturb you, this is what I mean. Like, understanding the power and the benefit and the value of your spiritual tools is important. I feel like I really understand the power of, like, my daily habits. I really understand what's going on in the brain on a psychological level. I understand what I'm learning in class and the textbooks and things on mindset and our nutrition. And, like, I get all of that. But like I said, as a child of God and as someone, when you're walking in that path with God, there are some things where those tools aren't the proper source of protection. They aren't capable of that type of protection. You need God's protection. And so I hope through this message, you're understanding that God's peace is really a part of that, you know, toolbox, and something that you can carry with you throughout your entire life. And so if you are in the middle of a storm that is making you feel, like I said, anxious, worried, scared, uneasy, unstable, if you feel like you're lacking security, if you feel like you don't know what's next, please look back at the track record of your life. Please take a look at the evidence. This is temporary. This will pass. You will get through to the other side. And you are so much powerful and so much more capable than you think, especially when you have God on your side. Please allow your mind to rest. Please allow your body to rest. Please understand that as you rest, God is working. And I know it's difficult to hear in the middle of it. I know it is. But please utilize and use everything I said today. I know it'll make such a difference because it does for me every single time. Even literally 10 days ago, I was literally sitting in the emergency room. I'm sitting in the ER. My mom's not remembering the past 3 years of our life. She's unable to hold a conversation with me that is longer than 60 seconds, but I checked in with God. He told me it was going to be okay. And so as I'm looking at her and she's speaking to me crazily, I'm like, what on earth is going on? What is the cause of this? I don't know any of the answers. The medical professionals are not giving me any answers. I had to understand God said it's going to be okay. It's already done. You need to sit here, clothe yourself in peace, relax, stay calm. It's going to be okay. It's already done. And that's exactly what happened. And so I know it's difficult and I know that sounds crazy, but God can do the unthinkable. He can do what sounds crazy. I also know that before or in the middle or after clothing yourself in God's peace, there's going to be some situations in which you need to be vulnerable enough to be able to cry out for help. There has been like two distinct memories I have in which I had to do exactly that. And instantly, it was like the situation instantly ceased. God was like, stop. Literally to all the different forces that were going on. Like one time, I remember it was like 3 a.m. and I was woken up in like fear. I don't sweat at night, but I was literally like, my body was so scared, whatever had been going on. And I called out for help. I was like, I rebuke this in Jesus' name. The whole environment and atmosphere of my room shifted. Every single aspect of my room that was so scary, and it was gone, absolutely gone. And another time, I remember I was driving, I did the same thing, went to bed that night, woke up the next day, the whole atmosphere had shifted. And so I know this doesn't really necessarily totally relate to the title, but I finished recording and felt like I had to jump back in and say this. It's really important to be able to know. You have to be able to call out when you need to call out, and you have to be able to be vulnerable in the middle of it. I know sometimes it doesn't feel the best. I know sometimes you think you have it all on your own, but you got to be able to call out when you need to. And there's one other thing I forgot to add before I wrap recording, and it's that prayer is a two-way communication. And often we can forget that. And often we can spend the whole time saying so much, and we leave no room for any silence to receive any type of response or to really hear anything. The last episode I talked about, you know, digital boundaries, and I talk about all the time stillness and silence. And the reason why I talk about stillness and silence is because that's where you'll be able to hear God. I feel like the most powerful messages I've ever received in my life have always been a whisper. It's always been this little quiet feeling, and it's always been in that silence and that stillness and that ability to be able to surrender. And so I also want to say that sometimes when you're struggling to clothe yourself in that peace, sometimes when the storm is feeling so crazy, you're also not giving enough room to just hear. You know what I mean? Those are some little things I forgot. I'm going to cut back to the rest of the episode now. I hope you're enjoying. I feel like that kind of concludes everything I have to say about God's peace. I mean, it's just a part of what I've been learning with the full armor of God. I feel like this has just been really on my heart a lot more because I notice, you know, ever since I started this podcast, and I know this podcast is a blessing to a lot of people, and I know that this is something that God speaks through me, and it's just a full collaboration of us. I've noticed how much spiritual warfare I face. Like, I would literally go through so many obstacles to release an episode, and then thousands of people tell me how much it impacts them. And I know why I'm facing so many obstacles when it comes to releasing the episode. There are a lot of forces that don't want this podcast to get out to people, and a lot of forces that don't want me to speak to people. And because they want that silence from me, they start to create an environment in which they think that's what's going to come from it. And so me learning about all these different tools, but especially clothing myself in God's peace has been so vital to the continuation of this podcast. And so I know not everyone listening has a podcast, but everyone listening has a purpose. Everyone listening has gifts, has value, is valuable. And so I just want to share as I learn what helps me, share it with you all. That's the beauty of this space, I think. I love being able to share what I learn. So I hope this message has been a blessing to you. I've really, really, really enjoyed recording it. I have the biggest smile on my face because I think this is a powerful, important message, and I'm hoping that it reaches everyone it needs to reach. If you think this message would be a blessing to somebody you know, don't hesitate to share it with them. Don't hesitate to give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. I'm smiling so hard right now, and I'm sending you all so much love, and I just can't wait to keep talking about topics like this from time to time, and I hope that you all enjoy it as much as I do. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I will see you in the next one.